in the name of Jesus.
Young Pastor Timothy had at least three things going for him. What was put into him by his mother and his grandmother, what was given him at his ordination, and the clincher through it all, remember Jesus Christ. He needed them. From the admonitions given him, we may suspect that Timothy was rather a timid sort, apt to be scared, a bit teary, perhaps even wimpish. Mother's boy, grandmother's boy. Check that out with Freud, if you can still find him somewhere. Or, better, ponder the window, especially when the sermon is failing to deliver the text. Wouldn't every Christian mother just love to have such a boy, eager to learn from her the scriptures? The apostle reminds Timothy of all that God has blessed him with through such a mother and grandmother. There's solid stuff been put into him. After recall of the tears at their last goodbye, would it be the last goodbye? Timothy is not left at the tears point, but reminded of what can carry him through, what was built into him by his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. And then he is recalled to what was given him at his ordination, the gift of God given through the laying on of hands. In 1 Timothy, it was all the clergy who laid hands on him. Here, the apostle speaks of my hand. Not that his hands ranked higher than the others, but the apostle is moving toward strengthening Timothy's carrying forward, handing on to others where he is at what was given him at his ordination. And then toward carrying forward what was given him at his ordination where Paul is now at, his place soon to be vacant. Come as soon as you can. Here is the place, in my place, for you now, to carry on what was given you at your ordination. But do not leave that place vacant when you come to Rome. What you have heard from me before many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others. You can't leave them without a pastor when you come to Rome. But coming to Rome, know that it will be tough going. What's happened already? You won't win any points by hanging out with me. Phygellus and Hermogenes saw that. Shame and loss were not for them. But Onesimus, he bore it all with me. He was not ashamed of me. He stuck with me. If you do that, Timothy, my child, you will be taking your share of suffering as my companion, as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Now, a soldier isn't worth much as a soldier if he's not prepared to get killed. Christ's soldier's service is to Christ. His victories come the Calvary way. Things of the kingdom of the left hand may not take over, entangled in civilian pursuits. Christ's service may bring death, suffering certainly. To dodge that is to desert. The apostle does not labor the point of soldier, athlete, farmer. He simply lets them work in the confidence that the Lord will grant you understanding in everything. There is nothing outside that everything. No part of yourself or your life around which you may try to draw a line, a protective line, and say, this I'm going to keep safe. This does not belong to the Lord. My welfare, my career, my family come first. No idol can manage the God job. Timidity and fearfulness may hope to protect something. Paul would free Timothy from such folly. There isn't anything you can protect against the Lord. And he is not really your enemy, unless you insist on treating him as your enemy. The one you are dealing with or rather the one who is dealing with you, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, as preached in my gospel, the gospel for which I am suffering and wearing fetters like a criminal. But the word of God is not fettered. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which in Christ Jesus goes with eternal glory. The saying is true. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. If we are faithless, if we shrink from the total of his way with us, and fear what we may lose unless we protect it against him, if we'd rather have a 7/8 ordination, turning his gifts into fractioning, calculating law. Each of us here has no dearth of what faithlessnesses we are called upon to repent of. All of them. Nothing held back. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remember Jesus Christ. Zakar. Then the apostle points Timothy to the handing on he is to be doing before coming to Rome. This sermon is now close to finish, and so we may rejoin those who have been having their devotions with the window. Is that Timothy doing the ordaining that the apostle bade him do? Is that Titus ordaining pastors as the apostle bade him do? And what of those who are there being ordained? Who are they? As with icons, there's more there than one thing going on at just one time or place. That recognizes that only the Lord can manage things like that, and he doesn't stop. This is a seminary window. In a seminary chapel, a seminary where men are prepared for holy ordination, such another Timothy or Titus may lay hands on you. You also will be given three things going for you. What solid stuff were put into you early on in homes, church, and school. Then there is the Lord's gift to you when he ordains you by his use of some Timothy or Titus. And the clincher, remember Jesus Christ. He cannot become another sort of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ you are to learn ever more deeply here at seminary. Remember that. Remember him. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He lives. Actually, what was given Timothy did, in fact, pull him through, as witness the stone and the palm branch.